Did I miss this? Is this something that I just wasn't paying attention? Did you hear the story? And I under the update is that I guess the clinical testing has come back. This Canadian company called Sanotize, S-A-N-O-T-I-Z-E, has apparently developed a nasal spray that says it's a COVID-busting nasal spray. And research now has come back to show that it's been proven to kill 99.99% of the virus. A nasal spray. And I some of the earliest stories when I was searching online, I found back into March. But now apparently the stories in the last day are the fact that they have actually done some of the testing, some of the research. And the makers of the nasal spray and the chief investigator of a trial, Dr. Stephen Winchester, says, "I expect this to be a major advance in the global battle against the pandemic. Simply stated, I think this could be revolutionary."
So what do you have to do? Use it once a day or something?
It doesn't say. It just says it's a nasal spray. It says patients treated with the spray saw an average viral log reduction of 1.362 in the first 24 hours, a decline of around 95% of the virus in 24 hours. Again, it's the Canadian company called Sanotize. Lab tests were done in both the U.S. and Britain. It kills the bug in the upper airwaves, preventing it from incubating and going to the lungs. That's what it apparently does. Yeah, like I said, one of the earliest stories I saw on this was March 23rd, when I guess it was first being talked about. And if I'm understanding correctly, it's just that some of the studies have come back. There were even some studies done, animal studies at Colorado State University, which showed an average of over 95% reduction in one day following the infection. And half the rodents showed no detectable virus at all. So that was some of the animal studies done at Colorado State. But now I guess some of the human studies have been done, again, both at lab tests in the U.S. and Britain.
Nothing from the FDA on this?
No, I have not not heard a thing. It's just trials are going. Maybe that's the next step now. If it's reaching these, you know, how does it come to market? Not just here, but around the world. Don't know. Another doctor, Dr. Rajev, says, "We are hoping that our spray will now save many lives of people in countries that are waiting for the vaccine. This will be affordable and can be used for prevention to protect from any respiratory viral infection."
Any?
Whoa.
Hey, all right.
Really, yeah.
Whoa.
Wait a second. Not just COVID, but any respiratory virus. Man, give me the spray, man.
You mean something will solve the common cold?
Wow. That's what it almost sounds like, doesn't it? We'll put a link up on the story here. But like I said, I just...
So it's for prevention purposes. So you take it even when you're feeling well.
Yeah, I guess
I'd
yeah.
assume, right? Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It says could prevent the transmission of coronavirus and proven to kill 99.99% of the virus.
Huh.
So,
okay,
I'm hoping we'll hear more about this.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah,
it doesn't sound like it's anything. I mean, you had a Canadian company here. You have U.S. and Britain tests. You have some doctors here. So,
what kind of a price tag will they put on it?
Doesn't say. It just says this will be affordable.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, that's all relative, I suppose.
Although
affordable for who?
Maybe it'll be, does this add to the vaccines that are being done? Is this something that maybe would be free?
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to pay for the vaccines now. So, hey, get this and, you know, here's your spray. And done. Well, we'll keep tabs on this, but there you go, folks.
Well.
Again, the company's called Sanotize, S-A-N-O-T-I-Z-E. And pretty big claims here by the doctors involved.
Okay. It's a Canadian company.
Yeah, yeah.
So it can't get across the border to buy it.
Well, not right now, yeah. Yeah, good point.
Let's hope they're shipping internationally.
Maybe.
Well,
it has to get the FDA approval.
This is true, because for this country's use, it would have to be.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to go to Canada to buy it.
Wonder if they could expedite it if they found it was something that was actually, something that met the need and whatever testing the FDA might even demand.
Right. Yeah. Well, all right. We'll keep an eye on that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, news is good news.
Yes. Yeah, we'll take that.